There are rumblings through, I believe it was an Athletic article, that if Connor Hellebuyck were to become available from the Winnipeg Jets, the quote is, I believe, and I'm paraphrasing here, don't be surprised if the Sabres take a swing at him. We've actually had that conversation on the show, and I think you have to credit Thomas Vanek for bringing it up, and he was adamant about this move, I think. If I'm not, I don't want to misquote. But I feel like you talk about going out and getting a Connor Hellebuyck, and it changes everything in the dynamic for this hockey team.
How old is Connor Hellebuyck?
I believe we looked him up before and he's 29, but I'll confirm that. Why?
Well, I mean, how
Because of
much?
Devin Levi?
Well, listen, I mean, I don't believe that Kevin Adams would ever bring in Connor Hellebuyck and pay him the
29,
money that
1 year
he is going
left.
to want. Right? I don't think a move for Connor Hellebuyck is what Kevin Adams is looking for. I think that he feels currently right now that he has the future Connor Hellebuyck, a future goaltender that can be one of the top in the league, and he needs to give him opportunity to show. I think Kevin Adams is looking more along the lines of, maybe giving an opportunity again to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, where you have two young goaltenders continuing to fight it out and prove who is the guy, or you're going to see a Band-Aid. You're going to see a Band-Aid goaltender, a goaltender that you feel has some credibility, maybe 2 or 3 years left on his deal that would be kind of like that lifeline for Devin Levi to not have any pressure whatsoever.
I think they should do it if they can get him.
Do
I
what?
mean, go and get him. Go get him. Put Levi in the minors for a year. That buys you a year. That takes Hellebuyck. Then what are you going to sign him to?
Well, I
He's going to be
guess
30. You're going to sign him to a 6 year deal?
easily, minimum.
Then I can't do it.
Minimum. Connor
And
Hellebuyck is truly one of the top three goaltenders. It is undeniable. I don't care who wins the Vezina. It's most likely going to be Linus Allmark. And I'm going to tell you this, 32 teams, 32, even Boston, would take Connor Hellebuyck over Linus Allmark. Who's going to win the Vezina this year? Connor Hellebuyck,
I would take Hellebuyck over Allmark.
name me a goaltender in the league that you would take over Hellebuyck.
Maybe Ottinger. Maybe.
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 That's
Okay.
it.
Who else?
That's it.
What about Vasilevsky? Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. So what other
Maybe, but
goaltender?
not Shesterkin. I was going to say maybe Shesterkin, but not Shesterkin.
I mean,
That's it. That's the list.
that's my there. There's Connor Hellebuyck is in the top three goaltenders in everybody's list. If I were to ask 100 people to name your top three goaltenders in the league, Hellebuyck's going to be in every single list. I don't believe that that Adams is going to want to trade for Hellebuyck because you're going to be giving up major assets to get him, which I don't think they want to do that.
I think it would be Devin Levi. I think Devin Levi is in that trade.
Oh, no question.
Like,
No question. He's in the trade. No question he's in the trade. But I ask you, why do we need to do that? Like, why do we need to go and get a 29 to 30-year-old goaltender and expedite the goaltending situation, or do you allow a Devin Levi to grow into his abilities? Like, I think you and I, and I think this entire fan base, had the ability at the end of the year to watch Devin Levi play under pressured situations, and that kid performed very well.
Okay, well, if you're going to get a Connor Hellebuyck, you're now talking about the conversation of winning a Stanley Cup in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, we're not winning in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, well then...
We haven't even made the playoffs yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This guy gets you in the playoffs.
Most definitely.
This next year, this team right now, no changes, Connor Hellebuyck gets you in the playoffs with everybody healthy, barring health. You know, obviously, I know guys had career years, but you just need guys to play and perform close to what they did. They're getting you into the playoffs.
Yeah. Right?
So then the first step is to get in. Then the next step is to make it to the second round. Well, we saw how hard that is.
Well, listen, I mean, they don't have the defense core to get you to the second round. They need changes on defense. They need changes on the forward line.
Those would be part of the – but my point to you is their window, if they get a Connor Hellebuyck, is still only 4 years, 5 years, because he's going to be 30. You know,
you have
3 years
young,
left on a deal.
You have very young Tuck. You have very young Thompson, Mittelstadt. You have babies in Quinn, Cousins, and Paterka. You've got babies in, you know, Dahlin, Owen Power, Samuelson. This team has many, many years to develop and marinate and mature. They do not need Connor Hellebuyck right now. I don't think that he is would he make this team a lot better and put them in a position to make the playoffs without question? No questions asked. But I honestly think Devin Levi is the guy that you want in Nets. I really do believe that.
I'm not saying he's not, but I'm saying that if you could trade for Connor Hellebuyck and maybe make it a bit of a bigger trade, maybe get one more of those big pieces in there, and you move a Levi and you move another piece out, like an Olofsson or something else or a prospect, I could be in on that.
You're going to be giving up a lot to get one of the best goaltenders.
Levi and Savoy, what's that get you? Hellebuyck and who?
I mean, now you're going in a really different direction here.
Tell me who you want from Winnipeg that Levi and Savoy could get.
Lowry.
Okay. Hellebuyck and Lowry for Levi and Savoy. Are you doing it?
Well, you would have to make sure that Connor Hellebuyck would re-sign a contract. Well,
that's the only way
I'm
doing the deal. I said that. I think I stressed that point. If I didn't, I apologize. But
if you brought those two players in for those two young players, you have significantly gotten better. Significantly gotten better. You now have a center core of Cage Thompson, who's 6'7". You have Dylan Cousins, your second line center, who's 6'3", and you have Adam Lowry, who's 6'4", 6'5". And he is awesome. He's a power forward. He can kill penalties. He can fight. He has energy, produces points. And now all of a sudden you're in a completely different ballgame with that goaltending and that center position on the third line. But man, is that wishful thing. Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Well, maybe you're getting Logan Stanley in that deal somehow or something of the
sort.
Or
you're making it a bigger deal then. That's what you're doing. You're making it a bigger deal. Because the Sabres have a lot. They have a lot of collateral. They have a lot of prospects. And they're not all going to be playing in the NHL. There's definitely tradable pieces out there.
I don't think, for me, I'm excited for Levi, if he's here next year, but all I'm saying is that he's not a no tradable. He's not an untradable for me.
Okay. That's interesting.
Because it's goaltending is such a long shot.
How much money do you think you're going to have to pay Hellebuyck on a new deal?
Well, I guess you have to hope he doesn't win the Vezina this year, which he won't, but he could. He still could win the Vezina. I mean, if he's not on that Winnipeg Jets roster, they don't get in the playoffs. So how much are you going to have to pay Hellebuyck? I think he's going to be, he's at 6'1". I think you're going to get him on a 6 times 8.
6 years for $8 million. That's what you're going with?
Doesn't sound like it's high enough.
Not even close.
Wow.
I mean, listen, Hellebuck is like I just spoke before. He is a top three goaltender in the league. You're gonna have to give him 7 years, and he is going to be the number is going to be starting at 9.
I can't do it
for the Sabres to even entertain. You have Vasilevsky who's making 9.5. Yeah, Corey Price who's coming off a.
Vasilevsky's won Stanley Cups too. And sign that deal, I think, after he won his first cup.
Yes.
It's
yep.
It's a big difference. That brings the number down.
Yeah.
That's an eight automatically.
You just, again, you get into the technical financial side of things. Why would Hellebuck want to sign in New York? And it's one of the highest tax brackets in the United States. So why sign in New York? Things that all these guys think about. I'm keeping Levi. And I'm going to ride him. Because I think
I'm
the
fine
kids,
with keeping Levi.
The kids
I'm
got something
fine
special.
With keeping Levi. Then I don't know where the... Why would... Does this rumor make sense to you at all?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. I certainly would not be unhappy if they did go and get Hellebuck, because I think he's got a number of years, you know, anywhere from 4 or 5 years that he's going to be playing at an elite level. Okay, you're going to get elite level hockey. I just don't know, you know, what it's going to cost to sign a Hellebuck, and that's my biggest concern would be. You know, what do you have to sign him for? But I think he would be a monster. He would be an absolute game changer if he was in our lineup right now. Game changer for this hockey team. Because I'm going to tell you, Buffalo Sabres, watch them. Our fan base watched them. I'm a fan. I loved watching them play this year. Very exciting. When you have the ability to score goals, the way this young team, the youngest team in the league, the ability for them to score goals, there's some pieces that can change the dynamic of the defensive side of things. The penalty kill was horse shit, and they can do some things to help with that. An older Owen Power, an older Dahlin. Man, Dahlin's 22 years old. That's a kid. That's a kid. This guy's going into his sixth year in the league. I didn't even make the NHL till I was 22. I had years in the minors that I had to season myself before I had an opportunity to play in the NHL full time. Dahlin has already played. He's going to play 5 years already. This kid's a stud, and he's only going to get better. Owen Power, from 20 years old to 21, you're going to see a big jump in his game next year, confidence-wise. And it will only continue. He is nowhere near where he's going to be. So, you know, even Matias Samuelsson, first year in the league,
highest paid goaltenders by salary. Carey Price, number one. Bobrovsky, number two. Vasilevsky, number three. John Gibson, number four at 6.4.
Wow, that's it, eh?
Yeah. So that's a big jump, man. You know, like, it's a big, big jump. I don't think anyone's ever going to be giving out the contracts of the Bobrovsky and the Carey Price. Connor Hellebuck is not a $9 million goalie.
Maybe not.
He's a $7.5 million goalie. Tops.
And if that's the case, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Tops. If he wins a cup, if he backstops his team to a magical run to the finals this year, he's a $9 million goalie. But he didn't. He might even be a 7.
No.
Ron Gibson's 6.4.
Yeah, but John Gibson signed that contract years ago.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's a guy that I would bring here to play next to Levi.
Was he have 4 years left in his deal, John Gibson?
Three after this year, I think. No, you're right. 4 years. Yeah, 4 years.
6.4.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's kind of what you'd want Hellebuck on anyway. 4 or 5. Like in the perfect world, you'd want Hellebuck to sign a 4 year deal.
Yeah. John Gibson is a world class goaltender in himself, and playing on a transitional team, playing on a very, very average hockey team. You know, if he were to come to a much better hockey team, his statistics and how he would play would be a lot better. He would be an unbelievable guy to go after.
Ryan Miller brought his name up on our show, went back
in January.
But, well, something to keep your eye on, you know, Sabre related, but, you know, goalie related, Connor Hellebuck, right? So that's a wrap on another episode of After the Whistle. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, After the Whistle, and at Craig Revay 52, at The Instigator 76. And you can find us, as you already know, on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, and anywhere else where you can get your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to spread the word.